Well, good Friday to you. It is June 13, 2014, and I asked the question, is there anything that I could say on this mic that would surprise you? Have we gotten to the point where there really isn't anything that would just utterly shock you if I said it on this mic? Or have you heard so many podcasts, so many news reports that are so disconcerting that you're not surprised anymore? When I tell you that the U.S. ambassador in Tel Aviv, when the U.S. ambassador in Tel Aviv, the U.S. ambassador, the representative of the United States of America, is flying in Tel Aviv the gay pride flag. I said the gay pride flag. You know what that looks like, right? That's that red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, rainbow flag. When Old Glory is displayed just a little bit above the gay pride flag from the United States Ambassador's office or building in Tel Aviv, are you surprised when Dan Shapiro, the U.S. ambassador at the embassy in Tel Aviv, writes Happy Gay Week, Happy Gay Week on his Facebook page, when he posts for the first time in history, the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv has raised the pride flag together with our American flag? Glory, hallelujah, praise. Oh my goodness. I'm disgusted. Exasperated, frustrated. Have you not had enough? I mean, is there an end state? We are proud to join the city of Tel Aviv and its residents in celebrating LGBT Pride Week. William J. Murray, chairman of the Religious Freedom Coalition, said, "How nice. While Obama is suppressing religious liberty at home and abroad and openly aiding Islamic terrorist groups in Syria, he is embracing sodomy and celebrating the practice of sodomy at our embassy in Israel." He continued, "While a flag celebrating anal intercourse being flown just below the American flag." Now grab that, because that's blunt and that's coarse and that's rude, but it's accurate. That's what we're celebrating. That's what we're celebrating. This is an abomination and shows just how depraved Obama really is. I mean, do we have to have a flag flying to be tolerant? Are we at the point where we're no longer tolerant? We're embracing this? So the Obama administration, according to Tard Starnes, publicly endorses and affirms the gay rights movement. Meanwhile, American military personnel are being ordered to remove Bibles from their desks and Bible verses from their walls, lest they be accused of publicly endorsing or affirming Christianity, he commented. Some might call that a double standard. And of course, it is a double standard. That's where we're at. This is disgusting. This is disturbing. This is frustrating. And it doesn't seem as though anything is left to come out of the Obama administration that will surprise us. This is a man who has evolved so far on this movement that his ambassador has no problem hoisting up, issuing the guidance to purchase with your taxpaying dollars a gay pride flag and then giving the directive to fly it proudly before the United States of America flag. And we wonder why the Muslims are disgusted with the Western culture and why they find us to be utter hypocrites in any morality whatsoever? We wonder about that? What is there to wonder about? What is there to wonder about? We are a nation of perverts. There's no question about that. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.